More concerted effort in this game?
Yeah, it's, you know, it wasn't hard to do after the Tampa game. We went through that and addressed it, and games like that, and you watch some of the things that we did or I guess didn't do, and gives you a little boost, kicks you in the tail a little bit. Had a nice practice yesterday to put that behind us, and a good effort by our team tonight.
Good indication with a high tempo third period with a lot of chances back and forth.
Well, it's two teams fighting for their lives, and these guys were a playoff team last year and have a really, really talented squad over there. It's a really good hockey team, and you could feel that they were pushing for the same thing we were pushing for. It made it a playoff field game, and 2-2 game going into the third with those implications. A lot of intensity, a lot of chances. That's fun hockey.
Blake, you went up 2, and then they caught up with you. What did you sense from your team at that moment?
When they tied it up?
Yeah.
I mean, like I just said, it's a heck of a hockey team over there. It's not supposed to be easy. So I liked our resolve there. There wasn't any panic. It was a good feeling in our room after the second period. Tie ball game with everything in front of us. Good opportunity to get a big win. I thought we were pretty poised, in that situation.
Patrick Laine, were you kind of like waiting for a breakout game from this young man?
Well, I mean, the guy had like a hat trick his second game of the year, using the All-Star game. I don't think that's what you mean, though.
He hasn't scored since the 31st.
Oh, that's Jesus. That's crazy. that's great, though. To have that kind of expectation from an 18-year-old just shows you how special he is. So for me, the hat tricks are great, but that second goal in that moment when we needed it the most, that's pretty special, because I sure as heck wasn't going to put it in. I was hitting him in the head all night, and, we need a guy like that to step up, and that's kind of something we've missed here in the past. Without a guy like that in our room, that's typically a 2-2 game going into overtime, so that was pretty special.
How many guys in the league can put that puck away?
There's a few. It's a handful. That guy was right on him. He pulled it right in and ripped it. You're not talking to one of them, I know that for sure. but like I said, to have that ability, it gives you a sense of confidence throughout your lineup that, it's out there. 2-2 game, you put that kid on the ice, he's got an opportunity to make it 3-2 at any given moment. So that's pretty special to have.
In the last couple games, like even when you haven't necessarily gotten the wins, the contributions on the score sheet from your young guys, and is that, just kind of reiterate to you the way that this team is going?
Well, it's we're blessed with some of the talent we have, the amount of offensive ability some of those guys bring to the table is exceptional, and so now it's a matter of filling out the rest of it and trying to find pieces to fill in behind that, because you have 18, 19, 20 year olds putting up the kind of numbers these guys are putting up, and not just the stat sheet, but just the way they impact the game. When they're on the ice, the ice seems to be tilted towards the offensive zone, and you can't say enough good things about where they're at right now, and pointing to the future. It's pretty exciting.
Like, they got their shots. Did you like where your team was able to keep those shots coming from?
I think so, yeah. I mean, there's quite a few from the outside. They didn't really have a whole lot of second chance opportunities, and when we did break down, Helly was great. So I guess that's the recipe, especially after 4 straight losses. The tendency is to grip your stick a little bit. So, hopefully this eases that tension a little bit. We'll play a little bit more relaxed in front of them, and, keep that concerted defensive effort going forward, because we limit chances against, we've shown we can score some goals.